In this segment, we'll talk a little about the marketing features in Floristware and how they can help improve your sales. Most of the florists that we talk to want to be more aggressive in their marketing efforts. The problem is that all too often they just don't know where to start. Floristware will help. It will automate much of your marketing and will make creating an effective marketing campaign as easy as checking off the items on a list. Floristware is also going to help the other florists, the ones that had some great marketing ideas and maybe even started to put them into practice, but just couldn't execute the way they wanted to, all too often because they just didn't have the tools that they needed. Here's a great example. Many florists can produce a huge collection of business cards that they have gathered from their customers. The florists were often very shrewd about how they did this. Typically, they'd have a draw. They'd set up a glass vase beside the cash register and encourage their customers to throw their cards in the vase. Once a week or once a month, the florist would pull a card, and whoever's name was on it would win some free flowers. This is a great idea. The information on those cards is very valuable. Customer name, phone number, address, place of business. This is the marketing information that we want. The approach was very clever too. We're effectively trading things of value with the customer. They're giving us that valuable marketing information. In return, we're giving them something of value. In this case, the chance to win some free flowers. Unfortunately, there's not much you can do with those business cards. Florists realized pretty quickly that to do anything, they would have to enter those business cards into their computer, a time-consuming and expensive process. Even then, they weren't exactly sure what they'd do with that information once they had it on the computer. Once again, Floristware will help. It's going to help you collect that information and collect it in a usable format. It's then going to show you exactly what you can do with it. Now let's talk about where we want to go with our marketing efforts so that we can then consider how we're going to get there. Generally, the idea is pretty simple. We want to increase our sales. There are three angles of attack on this. First, we want to increase the number of sales. We want our customers to buy more often. Two, we want to increase the size of our sales. We want our customers to spend more. And three, we want to spend our marketing budget as efficiently as possible. You don't have to spend a lot if you spend it wisely. The idea is to use every cent of our marketing budget as efficiently as possible. Now that we know what we want to do, we need to talk about how we're going to do it. The first step is collecting information. We want to collect as much as possible. We want to collect information on our customers, who they are, where we can reach them, when they buy and how much they spend, their birthdays, their anniversaries, the people they send flowers to, what they like and what they don't. We also want to collect information on our marketing efforts. We need to know what works and what doesn't. Once we've got this information, we start thinking about communicating to our customers. Floristware gives us lots of options, but the goal is always the same, to increase our sales.